and in the face of adversity. In other words, any act that rejects immediate gratification in favor of long-term growth, health, or integrity. Or, expressed another way, any act that derives from our higher nature instead of our lower. Any of these acts will elicit resistance. Now, what are the characteristics of resistance? Resistance is invisible. Resistance cannot be seen, heard, touched, or smelled, but it can be felt. We experience it as an energy field radiating from a work in potential. Resistance is a repelling force. It's negative. Its aim is to shove us away, distract us, prevent us from doing our work. Resistance is insidious. Resistance will tell you anything to keep you from doing your work. It will perjure, fabricate, falsify, seduce, bully, cajole. Resistance is protean. It will assume any form if that's what it takes to deceive you. Resistance will reason with you like a lawyer or jam a 9mm in your face like a stick-up man. Resistance has no conscience. It will pledge anything to get a deal, then double-cross you as soon as your back is turned. If you take resistance at its word, you deserve everything you get. Resistance is always lying and always full of shit. Resistance is impersonal. Resistance is not out to get you personally. It doesn't know who you are and doesn't care. Resistance is a force of nature. It acts objectively. Though it feels malevolent, resistance, in fact, operates with the indifference of rain and transits the heavens by the same laws as stars. When we marshal our forces to combat resistance, we must remember this. Resistance is infallible. Like a magnetized needle floating on a surface of oil, resistance will unfailingly point to true north, meaning that calling or action it most wants to stop us from doing. We can use this. We can use it as a compass. We can navigate by resistance, letting it guide us to that calling or purpose that we must follow before all others. Rule of thumb: the more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel toward pursuing it. Resistance is universal. We're wrong if we think we're the only ones struggling with resistance. Everyone who has a body experiences resistance. Resistance never sleeps. Henry Fonda was still throwing up before each stage performance, even when he was 75. In other words, fear doesn't go away. The warrior and the artist live by the same code of necessity, which dictates that the battle must be fought anew every day. Resistance plays for keeps. Resistance's goal is not to wound or disable. Resistance aims to kill. Its target is the epicenter of our being, our genius, our soul, the unique and priceless gift we were put on this earth to give and that no one else has but us. Resistance means business. When we fight it, we are in a fight to the death. Rational thought. Next to resistance, rational thought is the artist or entrepreneur's worst enemy. Bad things happen when we employ rational thought, because rational thought comes from the ego. Instead, we want to work from the self, that is, from instinct and intuition, from the unconscious. Homer began both the Iliad and the Odyssey with a prayer to the muse. The Greek's greatest poet understood that genius did not reside within his fallible, mortal self, but came to him instead from some source that he could neither command nor control, only invoke. When an artist says, "Trust the soup," she means let go of the need to control, which we can't do anyway, and put your faith instead in the source, the mystery, the quantum soup. The deeper the source we work from, the better our stuff will be, and the more transformative it will be for us and for those we share it with. Friends and family. The problem with friends and family is that they know us as we are. They are invested in maintaining us as we are. The last thing we want is to remain as we are. If you're listening to this book, it's because you sense inside you a second self, an unlived you. With some exceptions, God bless them, friends and family are the enemy of this unmanifested you, this unborn self, this future being. Prepare yourself to make new friends. They will appear. Trust me. Our allies. Enough for now about the antagonists.